Well, you heard me talk about Providence, ain't you?
Uh-huh.
Well, Mr. Osteen flies them. Or then Lexi, old days, plenty of people buy pecans. They'll just come right around here and pick them up at the door if you want to sell them that way.
You ever just go to all the trouble of shelling them and selling them?
I got some in the freezer now. I put them in the freezer. You know, a half and halves. Uh-huh. And if you want to make a pie, cake, cut them up. Sure, I was going to fix one Sunday, but that lady coming, I didn't mess with it.
Yeah.
They really go for pecan pies. They're together like that.
Guess it's a lot of trouble to make them, though.
Nope. I get the crust ready made, and it takes 3 eggs, half a cup of sugar, a cup of caro syrup, a whole cup of caro bark, and, see, that's 3 eggs, half a cup of sugar, and a cup of pecans. Put it in there and bake it in your stove with a unbaked pie crust.
Just mix it all together like
mm-hmm.
that?
Mm-hmm. Get your eggs first, sugar and your molasses and your syrup, and then you can put any kind of flavor you want to, nutmeg or anything you want to
mm-hmm.
flavor. You don't pick it. I got a grandson, old man, he'd rather have it than anything. I showed you their pictures in there yesterday. I got the granddaughters and the grandson. I got it when she was a little bitty girl. Now she's got that long hair like everybody else, of course.
Mm-hmm.
My nose is just.
You just mix the eggs together, you not just the white, just the whole egg?
Yeah, the whole egg. The whole egg. Don't take the white out of it. Because that pecan's on your top, you know, for your top filling.
Mm-hmm.
It don't go to the bottom. But that sugar and caro syrup and eggs makes your filling under the top of that pecan.
Mm-hmm.
And it cooks it in the stove.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's really good. Pecans don't freeze.
They don't?
Mm. They'll keep real good, but they don't freeze.
Hmm.
And the girl over there called this morning. She ain't coming home until, so they might get home tomorrow.
Where is she?
Jacksonville.
Oh, yeah. We were talking about kinds of...
You could put that cushion if that chair's too hard. I mean, put a set on it.
Well, this?
Dog tear them off if I leave them down there.
Okay.
You almost really have to sit on. Make it better. I have to keep Bob there. He done tore it. Rascal, I need him. Don't do no good to wash them, so I'm going to have to get some new ones. But
yeah.
I can't see to sew on a machine, and when you have to get somebody else to do it, it's awful.
Mm-hmm.
I'd have it fixed, but I couldn't see a thread in the needle. I can see it all around here now. It's fine. I can see it thread a little needle real sometime real
mm-hmm.
good. Go on.
Well, he's not bothering you.
He's smelling of you. Did you see anybody else yesterday evening after you left here?
No, not yesterday. It was kind of late.
Yeah, no, it was. I went right on and... Oh, yeah, but we're going to fix up, I believe, after you left. He didn't need you, like I said. He went to bed. I'd give him the devil, too. He can't go today because it's closed, and I'm glad of it.
It's closed on Wednesday?
Closed on Wednesday evening, yes.
Just that store, is it a...
Oh, just that store.
Yes.
Oh, some of them's closed in Lake City, yes. But I don't know which one.
Mm-hmm. Well, we're talking about kinds of trees. What sort of trees do you have around here?
Well, the pecans and cedar
mm-hmm.
and pine and oak. And cypress
mm-hmm.
and maple, all that kind.
What about a kind of tree that it's got bark that peels off, sort of white, scaly bark? These little knobs or balls on it?
Well, cypress has balls on it.
Mm-hmm.
And you can peel it.
What about
sycamore tree?
Uh-huh.
Well, there is sycamore trees here, but there's not none right in here.
Uh-huh. And, what are some of the bushes?